This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. Early tomorrow morning, NASA's New Horizons probe is going to fly by Pluto. It'll be our first best look at the once ninth planet. It took the probe 9+ years to get there, a 3 billion mile trip. Alan Stern is a planetary scientist and principal investigator for New Horizons. He says Tuesday morning is a truly significant milestone for space exploration.
The spacecraft is racing at 31,000 miles an hour, barreling directly for the Pluto system right down the middle of the approach corridor, and it's going to be spectacular.
What are you expecting?
I'm expecting to show the world what real exploration is all about. The last time it happened was in 1989 with Voyager on its last stop at Neptune. And now we have a chance for a new generation of people to turn a point of light, Pluto, into a planet before their very eyes.
I've read this mission cost upwards of $700 million, and I wonder what'll make it all worth it on Tuesday.
You know, we're going to enthuse people about this country being on its game. We're going to show something that only the United States can do, which is exploring the deepest reaches of space. No other country on Earth has been first to any planet, let alone first to every planet, which is the case for NASA and the United States. And we're going to make history.
I want to ask about Pluto, because when Pluto was demoted from planet status, a lot of people had really emotional responses to that. What explains that emotional tie we all have to Pluto?
Well, I think it's a number of things, actually. Some of it's that some people really identify with Pluto as the underdog for getting kicked around by the astronomers. Others, I think, really like the mysterious nature of something on the frontier. And I know little children love Pluto because they're small and it's small. Although it's not so small, driving around its equators as far as from Manhattan to Moscow.
Wow.
But, you know, in planetary science, people who are real experts in the study of the solar system and planets, we don't buy any of that. We just sort of laugh it off. You know, the astronomers don't really know any more about planetary science than, say, a podiatrist knows about brain surgery. We call Pluto a planet because we don't know what else to call it. It has all the attributes of other planets. Its atmosphere is bigger than the Earth's. What else would you call it?
So if you're going to call it a planet, I'm definitely going to go back to calling it a planet.
There you go.
Alan Stern, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Observatories and planetariums around the country are planning Pluto-paloozas this week. Celebrations, viewing parties, plus Pluto-palooza is really fun to say. We'll tweet out NASA's list of New Horizons-related events. We're at Marketplace Tech.